Just 5 years after rebranding itself as CVS Health, the retail pharmacy chain that first emerged in 1963 as Consumer Value Stores is on the cusp of becoming the nation's largest provider of healthcare services. Today, at number 8 among the Fortune 500, CVS is already one of the largest pharmacy chains nationally, with 9,600 stores located in 40 states, D.C., and Puerto Rico. In fact, they're located within 5 miles of where 76% of the country's population lives. Hi, I'm Mimi Grant, president of the ABL organization. And back 5 years ago, when the company only had 7,700 stores promoting cigarettes behind their checkout counters, CVS took the bold move to stop selling all tobacco products in its CVS pharmacy stores, even anticipating the revenues could take a $2 billion hit. But just 8 months later, after launching a national smoking cessation program, states where CVS Health locations held greater than a 15% market share, cigarette sales were down 95 million packs overall. Meanwhile, nicotine patch purchases in the states grew 4%, indicating a positive effect on attempts to quit smoking. But that was just the beginning of claiming the high ground for CVS Health. Today, with over 1,100 Joint Commission accredited MinuteClinic locations inside CVS Pharmacy and Target stores in 33 states and the District of Columbia, CVS is already the country's largest provider of retail health care. Following its Aetna acquisition, the company launched a readmission prevention program for Aetna's 22 million members with cardiovascular disease, scheduling discharged patients with MinuteClinic appointments 14 days after leaving the hospital. And in the realm of social determinants of health, later that month, CVS pledged they'd spend $20 million a year for the next 5 years on community health initiatives to improve local access to affordable quality care, partnering with local communities. This past February, CVS Health opened 3 concept stores in Houston called Health Hubs. They focus more on healthcare and less on retail, with a new strategy to offer medical services along with prescription drugs and other products. These Health Hubs are designed to help customers manage chronic conditions such as diabetes, hypertension, and asthma. And each one has an expanded health clinic with a lab for blood testing and health screening. CVS also announced they'd spend $325 to $350 million on technology to support offering more convenient care. In March, with their shelves cleared of tobacco products, CVS started selling cannabis-based products in 8 states, including California. And in April, not to be outdone by Amazon, CVS expanded its same-day prescription delivery service to 6,000 stores. In May, they reached out to Pennsylvania's Lehigh Valley Health to share its EHR data with CVS to help connect patients, pharmacies, physicians with its own health network. And in June, just 4 months after opening the Health Hub pilots in Houston, they were deemed such a success that CVS has announced plans to open 1,500 more of them by year-end 2021. In July, CVS's MinuteClinics launched their telehealth program in 8 more states, offering virtual video visits. And a week later, it announced the start of clinical trials of HemoCare, a home kidney dialysis device just in time to respond to the executive order encouraging more patients to dialyze at home. And on July 23rd, they announced a pilot with Aetna so that members having their knees replaced can participate in a coordinated care pilot that will manage pre- and post-operative care for patients through CVS pharmacy locations, an at-home clinical team, and telehealth, all with the objective of reducing hospital readmissions. And the very next day, they launched a network to help connect Aetna's most vulnerable patients to support services in their communities by collaborating with Unite Us, a social care coordination platform, to help Aetna's Medicaid and dual-eligible members more easily access social services in their communities. And there's more! Last month, CVS expanded its CarePass pharmacy loyalty and membership program nationwide. In the same vein as Amazon Prime, CarePass delivers a range of products from prescriptions to shampoo to members who pay $5 a month or $48 a year for 1 or 2 day product delivery, along with 24/7 access to a pharmacist helpline and 20% discount on CVS branded products. Which brings us to this month, when CVS Health is celebrating its 5th anniversary and engaging with over 5 million of us, most of whom already have signed up for CVS's Extra Care loyalty card, the country's largest retail loyalty program. So while many in healthcare are just beginning to treat their patients as consumers, CVS has been at it for 56 years. And no doubt they'll be announcing other consumer-friendly innovations in your neighborhood soon.